It's our continuing coverage of Pella Christian girls basketball. We're joined now by head coach Brendan Foudy as Pella Christian falls to Oskaloosa on Friday night by a score of 48-41. Coach, thanks for coming up to chat. Disappointing night tonight as you had a 12-point halftime lead that turns into a 7-point loss. What are your thoughts on the way things went down tonight?
To be honest with you, Trevor, I've probably not been more speechless than I was tonight after the game. Just extremely disappointing. Yeah, I mean, there's really no better way to put it. Extremely disappointing. We talked in the halftime in the locker room about how that 12-point lead can disappear really quickly if we stop doing the things we know we need to do to be successful. And you know, I don't question our effort. I don't question our desire to win. The bottom line is when the game got down to the line, Oskaloosa made plays and we didn't. And credit to them. It obviously stings. We've been in this situation before. This team has been hit with just punch after punch after punch, and we have somebody go down in pregame warmups, and it just seems like we can't avoid adversity right now. And, you know, the mindset we shared in the locker room after the game is that, you know, we're thankful for the adversity because I have confidence that we've got kids of high character in our program, and if we find a way to use the adversity to our benefit, I have a lot of confidence that at the end of the season, this team's going to be playing really good basketball. It's not a lot of fun right now when you lose three games in a row that we know we have every opportunity to win. So,
well, this game was the cliched tale of two halves situation, up 27-15 at the half. Let's talk about the good. You know, you got Deja Foster into foul trouble. Three first quarter fouls sent her to the bench. You took advantage of that and built a 12-point lead. What was working well for you in that first half?
Well, just I thought we got the ball to the right spots. We knew if we could get – I mean, that's a story every time you play Deja Foster. If we can get her into some early fouls, trouble, that can really help, and it did. She's extremely effective defensively around the rim just because of her length, and so, you know, we're a team that tries to get to the rim and finish with our posts. It's really hard with Deja on the floor, so we kind of had a mindset of we want to get her out, away from the hoop and attack the rim when she's away from the hoop, so we tried to pull her away, and we also knew we needed to push it in transition because she doesn't like to run much. So if we could get her out in transition and push the ball, get some steals, we felt like we had an opportunity to frustrate some of their young guards with our zone pressure, and we did. And you know, again, give Oskaloosa credit. With three fouls, she played a tremendous second half. We weren't physical enough with her in the second half to get too many second chance opportunities, and just to our count, we only had 14 turnovers, which we like that number. Obviously, we'd always want it to be lower, but we're getting better there. But the turnovers we did have were just backbreakers today.
First half good, second half not so good, just 14 points. I thought the key stretch of the game was actually early in the third quarter, you know, because Oskaloosa was still struggling to put the ball in the basket, and it felt like you had a chance. Maybe you could have stretched it to 16 or 18 and then kind of put it away, but you never had a chance really to do that. Yeah. And it was those turnovers you were talking about.
Yeah, just, you know, it's hard to explain it. You know, it is because you know, our kids are working really, really hard, and basketball is a pretty frenetic sport sometimes. I don't know if that's a word, Trevor, but
we'll count it.
Yeah, it gets crazy, and you know, we don't have composure yet, and you know, this is the story, really, of my year and a quarter at Pella Christian, and I hate that I have to say that, but we don't have composure. And you know, one of the messages we shared in the locker room afterwards was, if we expect to win games that come down to the wire, we have to practice with the intensity that these games are played at. And until we learn to consistently practice with the intensity that it takes to win a tight little Hawkeye Conference game down the stretch, we don't have any right to expect we're going to win.
Well, you're going to get several chances. We're talking with Brendan Foudy, head coach of the Pella Christian girls basketball team, to practice after a, you know, kind of a frantic start to the season. Five games here in the first couple of weeks. Now you get almost a week off before you return to action against Van Meter. Before we talk about Van Meter, what does practice look like for the next 4 or 5 days, you know, to try to replicate some of what you're going to see in game action?
Well, it's difficult, Trevor, because we're still dealing with a lot of injuries, and so our practice depth is really narrow. And so we have to be really creative. You know, we want to, like I said, we want to have a high intensity of practices. And sometimes that means we have to trim it down to 3-on-3 and get after it. Because when we open it up, and it's no slight to our younger girls, but they're not ready to compete at the intensity that our varsity girls do yet. And so we got to trim down our practices to some smaller segments and just make, let those top 6, 7, 8 girls go after it. And you know, really go back to the basics a little bit about, you know, what do we need to be to do to be successful in the Little Hawkeye. And, you know, obviously we have a goal of competing at the end of the year in 2A. But don't be mistaken. We're coming after Little Hawkeye teams too, and obviously we haven't gotten off to the start that we want to. But we just got to go back to what we know we need to do to be successful.
All right, what does Van Meter look like, and what's the importance of that game? You know, a team in your class that you know you might see down the road as well.
Yeah, to be honest, Trevor, it's been such a crazy week. I haven't spent a ton of time or any time looking at Van Meter, and we'll have plenty of time to worry about them over the next 3 practices. My understanding or my memory is they bring back quite a bit of their production from last year. I think they maybe had one senior guard last year, but I think they were a pretty young team. I could be wrong on that, but you know, I do remember they were physical. Their guards were physical. We did a good job against them last year and won a tight game, which it'd be nice to win a tight game right about now. But they're going to be tough. You know, Van Meter's a school. They always have good athletes, and they're going to be tough. We have a road game it's a long drive for us, so we got to be locked in and focused. And you know, I think going into Thursday, Friday, our focus has to be more internal and less about Van Meter and Norwalk. Obviously, we can look at Norwalk on the schedule Friday and start getting real scared, but it doesn't do us any good. We need to focus on all the little things that we can do to be better, because as you saw tonight, there's so many little moments that are crucial that we lost tonight that lead to a loss.
Thanks for your time, Coach. We'll see you Saturday afternoon for Central and Wartburg.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Brendan Foudy, head coach of the Pella Christian girls basketball team. Final score on Friday night, Oskaloosa 48, Pella Christian 41. Our interview with Coach Brendan Foudy has been powered by Hy-Vee.